No matter how much money you make or how much you've saved, no one likes to waste money. But you might be doing that without even realizing it.
Kiplinger Personal Finance is out with some new tips to save you money on common things. And Kiplinger's Janet Bodner is with us again to talk about it. Hello, Janet. Good to talk to you.
Oh, it's nice to be back.
Something almost all of us have to pay for is the energy to power our homes. What are some tips to save money there?
Well, it's interesting. The average, interesting you mentioned that, the typical single-family home occupants spend about $2,060 annually on energy. So there are lots of small things that you can do that really add up. One thing you can do is to install a smart thermostat. Now, these are much easier to use than the original programmable thermostats that people never really seem to get the hang of. Smart thermostats make it easier because they learn from your habits and they automatically adjust temperature settings for the highest efficiency. So you can save an average of 10 to 12% on heating bills, for example, or 15% on cooling bills. And another thing that's really cool, is pulling the plug on so-called energy vampires. These are the electronic devices and appliances that continue to draw electricity when you have them plugged in, even though they are turned off. And one easy thing that you can do here is to get aside from unplugging them, which you may not want to do, is getting a smart power strip. And what this does, it cuts the power to these electronic devices when they're off or when they're in standby mode. So you don't have to think of it at all. The power strip will do it for you, and you can save some bucks.
Janet, insurance can be so expensive, right? Do you have any good ideas on how to get around that?
Boy, we sure do. Insurance is a Kiplinger specialty. One thing on car insurance, it really is a good idea to reshop your car insurance every year, even if nothing has changed. You haven't gotten married, you haven't added a teenage driver, that sort of thing. One study shows that people saved an average of $125 a year just by calling other insurers to compare rates. And the thing is, if you get a lower quote from another insurer, it pays to go back to your current insurer and say, hey, I can get $125 off if I switch. What can you do for me? And they may give you a break to keep you as a customer, or it's possible that you just haven't been getting all the discounts that you're entitled to. So, for example, if you have safe driving habits and low mileage, you can save up to 50% on your rate by signing up for one of the data tracking programs that insurers offer. So again, that's a big savings if you're willing to do it.
A sneaky way many of us end up spending a lot is account fees for banks, yep, for credit cards. What would you recommend to cut those?
Well, it depends on what your savings habits are. Your spending habits, I should say, too. If you're looking for a good rewards card, you can switch to a no-fee rewards card. One that Kiplinger really likes, has always liked, is the Citi Double Cash card, because you get 1% cash back when you make a purchase and another 1% when you pay the bill. And the Discover It card is another no-fee rewards card that we think is pretty good. Another thing is, take advantage of your credit card's perks. You don't need to pay for extra benefits if you can get them for free. So, for example, some cards may offer purchase protection, so that if you buy an item and it's damaged or stolen within a few months of purchase, you can get it replaced. And some cards will include travel insurance, like, for example, trip cancellation insurance. And so, you know, if you're planning a trip, check your credit card. You may get this kind of protection and you may not have to pay extra.